We'll give everyone a moment to just breathe and be aware where you are. Grab a drink of water if you need it. Okay, and we will continue. Again, take a breath and be comfortable. So from your sacred heart, be aware of yourself as a member of this expansive collective. As you allow the speed of your light body and your Merkaba to increase, bring your internal vibration up to meet it so that it's equal. So we will journey back to Hawaii now, to the convergence point of all time, space, and dimensions. You see our crucible already there, encircled by the ring of fire, floating on the aqua blue water, with the white sandy ocean floor beneath it. It is a breathtaking sight. Feel that warm sun shining on you and the air moving gently around you. Our beloved whales and dolphins are here to greet us. Say hello to them and to all the ancient ones who continue to oversee this sacred place. Allow yourself to feel their presence and their acknowledgement of you as you allow the memories to return. There is no other place quite like this. Be in appreciation for all the beauty that surrounds you. Now looking toward our crucible, you also see our magenta pink diamond. So enter the crucible now and quietly take your seat. Be aware of yourself in a different time-space sequence in the quantum field. So please prepare to receive Yeshua and the Magdalene.
Greetings. It is I, Yeshua. I come at this auspicious time to greet you with my partner, Mariam, the Magdalena. Together we present the balanced he-she energetic in the unified expression of our divinity. We are here today to be with you to unlock the final iteration of the seventh dimensional time lock that was most important time lock of unity and love. We come forth to greet you with great love in our hearts. Now we go to the center of the diamond configuration from whence we emerged to retrieve the final iteration of the seventh dimensional time lock and unlock it. We bring it forth into the full expression of that diamond iteration in the fullness of unity and love. We present it to you now and to all members of the crucible, but especially to the physical members of our community. Receive it now. Hold it in your sacred heart. Feel its presence now within your Sacred Heart Center, but most importantly, within your body. Be very present in this moment, in your body, aware, conscious, filled with unity and love. I want to talk about how it changed your relationship with the source of your being. This activation changes the way in which you view and communicate with the all that is. Because of this light template, you communicate through the element of love, not from an emotional reaction to that element or any other emotion, but in the power of that element, creating a field of communication between you as soul spirit in a body with that massive creative collective consciousness of the all that is. You begin to realize in this communication that there never was any division between you or the source of your being. You were always united in that element of love, because the element is how you were created as spirit and soul. Your soul needed a physical body to experience itself as a unique individual in some type of form. Many of you have used many forms in the course of that exploration. The relationship between humans is now changed because of the presence of the element of love. The seventh dimensional light template is completely merged with the sixth dimensional light template, which brings an equilibrium to this massive field of sixth and seventh dimensional light templates. This equilibrium was of prime importance to be established in that field, because it unites not only the electromagnetic field, but it tempers it so that the field is equally manifested through the magnetics as well as through electrical charges. It tempers the electrical charges. It enables you to solidly come into a creative venue in any relationship, whether it be an intimate one, a one of deep friendship, one of parent and child, or a casual social relationship. It comes into an equal expression where you do not have unrealistic or undue reactions in that relationship. You approach it from the heart, from your sacred heart, with the element of love that is expressed through your emotions. Because of this merged state of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, you do not have any charge in what you are thinking or what you are bringing into that relationship. You are establishing a new electromagnetic field with all components of the sixth and seventh light templates in equilibrium and love. It affects your personal electromagnetic field, bringing it up to a new level of expression and a new vibratory level. Most importantly, it is the electromagnetic field around your earth that creates a balanced plane for you to experience not only the earthly plane, but yourself as soul spirit in a body. The relationship to self, to you in a body, has changed. You begin to know yourself differently. You know that, yes, you do have a body that you love because it helps you navigate the earthly realm. And this environment is established through the electromagnetic fields of the earth. and through your individual bodies. It allows you to operate in a create in balance, in a unified state of your mental emotional body. There's no reactive, unrealistic charges that emanate distorted versions of your emotions. They don't come into play because the electrical field is also operating in equilibrium and in unity. So you don't have these reactions in your thought that magnifies and stimulates your emotions. It is all functioning very calmly in this unified field, in the element of love, in unity. It allows you to feel deeply, but in a balanced way. Your heart remains open. All of the distortions are gradually healed. Remember this now, in this present moment. This has a great bearing on the new teachings because it helps you maintain not only equilibrium in your field, but if you should slip into a reactive state, you can immediately remember and call it forth from your consciousness. This prevents any drop in your light frequency that affects your ability to have a full functioning light body. These things will not happen overnight. This is one of those things that as you must experience in the quantum field, and as you experience it and familiarize yourself with it in your body, in your heart, in your sacred heart, it will have a gradual effect on your consciousness. Now let us go back to our discussion about relationships. We've talked about how they affect relationships differently and how you utilize that expression through your heart center. These things aren't really spoken about in different relationships, but you will now have the freedom to express through your words, through your emotions, in a balanced state of harmony. There is calm, there is harmony in this field that you haven't experienced before. Even in the most casual relationships, you may not agree with their position or even how they're expressing themselves, because it certainly would not be the way you would express yourself. But you accept it. And your heart remains open. It doesn't close. There's no judgment because of the viability of that element of love. It is a very powerful creative element. It overshadows any reaction. It overshadows the judgment. It allows each individual to be who they are. And they are more receptive to you because of what you have, the ability to transmit in precision and stability. You've reached a pinnacle in these teachings, and you have completed a segment of teachings and opened the time locks necessary to support that as a human divine image. All the initiations were given, they were received, and they were integrated. In the coming years, you will enter a new era, a new level of mastery. This was your foundation to discover the fullness of who you are as a divine being of light. Acknowledge it, know it, express it. This piece in the light template activation was very crucial to this process. Take a deep breath and be very present, conscious, in this moment.
So take a breath and relax as we talk about the next activation. With Metatron, we co-activated the fifth light packet. It emanates from the quantum field and resides in our soul star. It was also placed in the eighth strand of DNA, which allows spirit to communicate with the soul. The light body will now become the etheric body, and that will change the physical body. Metatron told us that this process will take 3 to 5 years to integrate and to complete. With this activation, it sets in motion a part of our 12-strand DNA complexity as a Christed human in form. So allow that fifth light packet to light up now. Bringing it into the present moment. And in our conference, we were also gifted with a 12th dimensional holographic etheric imprints from each of the great beings that represent air, water, fire, and earth. We gifted those 12th dimensional imprints to all humans, to the earth, the elements of earth, and to all of the inner earth communities, as well as the Christed matrix. Again, activate those memory codes and bring those imprints back into present time. Take a breath. And let us return now to the center of the diamond graphic that is vibrating within the quantum field where Yeshua is waiting.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am here now to initiate you in the final activation of your light body. This activation is a light activation of unlimited source light. It will take some time to fully integrate this last stage of light body. Before this activation, I would like to tell you what happened 2,000 years ago when we were all together. You provided such a unique part of that community that supported the teachings that I was called forth to provide and seed in the physical, dense realm of that particular time sequence. Together as a community, we practiced unity. We were very well aware of the element of love, and we could operate in our bodies to a certain degree in that quantum field. But it was limited by the bodies we occupied. The Earth's electromagnetic field and the electromagnetic fields of the body had such limitation because of the time locks of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that were not yet open. So our full expression that you are now becoming acquainted with was unavailable at that time. But our job was to seed that awareness within the physical realm, even as dense as it was. Many of us studied in the grand mystery schools in various places of the world that brought us together as a community with intent and purpose. You were all there, every one of you, in some capacity. And we want you to know that. And now a grand crescendo is taking place of what we seeded together 2,000 years ago. I, as your teacher at that time, myself and Mariam, took on two iterations of our light body in the course of those many years we studied in the mystery schools, and that we were together in a community, just as you have established in the present time in your body. Be in the present moment and feel the difference in your body now. Now, I would like to talk to you about the most unpleasant part of our journey in that time sequence, and that is the crucifixion. In the crucifixion, you helped me attain this final stage of light body in a body during those 3 days in the tomb when many of you ministered to me in that cave. It was that crucifixion that put such an imprint on that time sequence, because it not only was I crucified, but the divine image of the all that is in a male body, the divine masculine, was also crucified in the physical world and was not usable. The presence of the Magdalena, as well as Mother Mary and Anna, and the anguish they felt in this event also silenced the divine feminine. In this present moment, you have brought the silenced divine feminine and divine masculine and resurrected it so that the divine feminine could come forth and blossom and begin to present a field of divinity that allowed the divine masculine to resurrect in its full iteration. This, beloved, is what you have done with us, not only seated, but brought into form in this time sequence, these things. It is not all integrated yet. So you are very dependent on us to integrate that over the next 3 to 5 years fully in your consciousness and hold it in your body stably. You have been given these teachings in these last 5 years. Many tools to accomplish this. And for this, we are eternally grateful. We are amazed at what you have accomplished with all the this in the last 5 years of your time sequence. Now that I've given you some information that will help you greatly in the next months and few years of your time, I would like to activate the light iteration of your light body, this final iteration, and bring it to its fullest function so it is whole and complete. We are already joined together in that quantum field that offers opportunities for access to many dimensions. So as you join with me, I gift and present to you what I have attained over the course of several years, 2,000 years ago after the crucifixion. I now present to you that iteration of light body that I planted in the physical realm in the human form. I now present that to you and unify your light body once and for all. Receive it now, whole and complete. Feel it vibrating in your sacred heart, throughout your chakra system, the chakra system not only of your body, but also your light body. It is in your unified field. It is affecting the electromagnetic currents within and around your body, bringing them fully into equilibrium, balance, and unity. Because you hold it in your body, it affects the electromagnetic field of the earth. So as you receive it, feel the difference in your light body. Feel the difference in this present moment. Feel the balance in your physical body as well as your light body. Notice the stable influence of a balanced divine feminine and divine masculine, unified in one expression of the all that is. The light body is calm, in full balance, having all of the 12th dimensional imprints of the elemental community fully accessible, having the magnificent, undifferentiated light of source flowing continually in and through every part of your light body. Feel the energies that are now streaming from the quantum field into your physical body through your light body. You now have the ability to model in your etheric body all of those frequencies into physicality, changing it at a cellular level. With this activation of the light body, the etheric body is changed, and it becomes what the Eastern doctrines talk about as the Ka body, but it is, in fact, your light body, because you have received it in your physical body energetically. It will be an easy transition for you over the next 3 to 5 years. Have no expectations, beloved, but gradually receive and know that soon your body will be fully anchored in the fifth dimension, because the light body is taking the place of your etheric body. You will be fully capable of operating in a fifth dimensional physical body. The energetics will be entirely different. The physical look of the body will be the same. As you walk the earth from this day forward, you transmit it continually. Every interaction you have, every place you walk, you need do nothing but be the Christed vehicle that you are in this very moment. It was such an honor to be able to present this final imprint of light to you at this time. Although time has no meaning in my realm, humanity has waited a very long time, and I am in great gratitude to the all that is to be with you now, sharing this initiation. I would like for you to sit with me now together in the full iteration of light body as I reflect it to you from the quantum field. Let us sit together in the radiance of your light body. Take a deep breath. Feel the unity of us together, heart to heart, soul to soul, spirit to spirit, unified in your light body, in the full and grand expression of your individual Christed self. Have no expectations, beloveds, as I step back and allow you to integrate your own individual light body. Be gentle with yourself and allow this integration to proceed with ease. Equilibrium in the fullness that it is intended. Whether it take 3 years, 4 years, 5 years is of no consequence. Time as you know it does not exist in this field. So each of you, as you have received it, will assimilate it fully, integrate it in your energetic field as it was intended. No two are alike. Never, ever compare yourself to another, beloved, for you are unique unto yourself as a soul spirit and as the all that is intended. In great love, I withdraw. Blessings. Present, conscious in your body, take a deep breath and take a moment to take a drink of water. As we continue.
Okay, is everyone ready? Well, this will be our last segment of the day. So be aware of yourself in our expanded crucible. Feel the increase in the vibratory field with the transmission of the etheric crystal to your light body and your Merkaba light vehicle. Be in your sacred heart, which is also expanding in this moment. Now let's prepare to go further now into the quantum field. So from this quantum field, see yourself once again at the convergence point of no time, no space, no dimensions in Hawaii. In this present moment, allow yourself to be bathed also in the gentle emanations from the grand crystal of tranquility and beauty that we activated last year. As you arrive, you see our crucible, which you will enter. And you also see the magenta diamond glowing with radiant light. The four archangels, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, are at their positions, as are the 12th dimensional representatives of the elemental kingdoms. Anna, Mother Mary, and the Magdalene are also there with Yeshua. So joining in the pink diamond configuration are the four beings of light from the star systems we had been working with over these past years. Again, see these beautiful ones taking their place in our pink diamond and our magenta diamond as they come forth on the platinum ray. Please welcome Archangel Anrata of Sirius, Archangel Toama from the Pleiades, and Sarazan from Arcturus. And from Andromeda, please welcome the light being known as Mei-Q. Stepping forward, please welcome the Magdalene and Yeshua. It is I, Mariam, the Magdalene. I come forth from the collective consciousness of the ancient order of the Magdalenas. I am delighted to be here with you today as we re-experience this journey from your light conference. You received many sacred gifts from the Creator of all things when we embarked on this journey 1 year ago. Today, we will bring the remembrance of those gifts into present time. And as said earlier today, you now have the opportunity to receive all the energetic light codings those gifts contained at a much deeper and more profound level. As we progress through this journey today, we will be operating in the frequencies of the higher seventh dimensional time sequence. We will not enter the eighth or the ninth or go to the edge of the ninth dimension as we did in the conference. However, Yeshua, along with the beautiful ones who are here in this diamond configuration, will be holding holographic gateways open from those dimensional time sequences for us to re-experience in real time what occurred last year. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. We now invite you to join us in the center of this magenta diamond configuration. Follow as we pass through the beautiful magenta force field. And once again, allow yourself to be bathed in the brilliant platinum rays of light that are now infusing the magenta color codes and the entire diamond configuration, elevating your frequencies to higher and higher levels. Let us now move further into the quantum field. Look ahead and you will see that beautiful rainbow circular corridor filled with the most amazing colors. Enter now into the canopy of the pulsating colors. The colors may appear even more radiant than you remember. Last year, we instructed you to go to the color that summoned you without thinking about it. Go now to that color and allow it to wash over and through you. Notice if that color now has more depth than dimension. Each color and shade variance contains its own unique light codes. Each color also contains its own harmonic. Can you feel the vibration of the harmonic as you allow it to be received in this moment? Allow the harmonics and the frequencies of that color coding to move throughout the entire unified field of light that is you, bringing the fullness of this iteration into present time. and continue this merging until you are only that. Now go deeper into the corridor of color, where we will exit. While we are not traveling in the eighth and ninth dimensional frequencies through your memory codes, it will feel as if you are. This frequency was unlike any you had experienced in a human body. Take a deep breath. Stay conscious. Yeshua and the beings of light are holding this space open. Remember that in the distant, distant past, you visited this place. Let us enter in what appears to be a massive cavern, but is actually an ancient temple. Before you lies many paths. Let yourself be drawn to the one that is lighting up for you individually. At the end of your pathway, you enter into your personal, small, crystalline grotto where all the surrounding surfaces are covered in crystals. The frequencies are pulsating at a much higher and more refined rate than when we last visited. Continuing to breathe, absorb the magnificence of this environment, allowing those ancient memory codes from your visits here in the distant past to activate. Allow the expansion and the refinement of your light body and your entire unified field to occur. So let's continue further into your grotto and go to the door that has your name on it, which is now in blaze with the fire letters. You also see the ancient symbol that represents your energetic sound signature. Remember, you are known by the sound signature and all the master realms throughout the cosmos. When here last year, there was a key that had been placed around your neck. We had said that it was no ordinary key. It was made of a clear, crystalline type of material. And when you held it in the palms of your hands and announced with the sound codes of your voice, which now contains your color and harmonic signature, the key was activated. You and only you have the required code to open your door. This key is now hanging on your door. Remove it from the hook and insert it into the key, into the crystalline lock, and open the door. This vault is your personal time lock, and it is once again filled with radiant light. This time lock held your sacred 12th dimensional original blueprint, which you received and reclaimed for all time. Receive now any aspects of that blueprint that you were not able to fully hold and integrate previously. Breathe into this beautiful space as this is occurring. in present time. We must leave this beautiful grotto and continue on. But before we do, if you would like to leave something here for your future self, do so now. Close and lock the door to your vault. Place the key around your neck and tuck it into your light garment and take it with you. As you look around your grotto, the crystals are now glowing with your primary soul color. And if you look at your light body, it is now luminous and pulsating the same color frequency. Let us gather together outside this ancient temple. Notice the array of magnificent colors that all of you are emitting. Now, as we journey on, the remainder of this journey is for you alone. As before, Yeshua and I will wait for you at the Rainbow Corridor. You will only hear our voices whispering to you on the cosmic winds. You now possess everything that you need. As you leave the sacred place, you will travel light years and beyond into an ocean of endless darkness on a pathway known only to the absolute essence of you. Allow yourself to journey on the light and sound waves of the color coding and the harmonic that is you. You would journey past the realms of the archangels, the ascendant masters, the creator gods, and all you have ever known. You are entering the void, going deeper and deeper into the void, beyond the void, beyond the void, beyond countless voids. Allow yourself to just be. Be consciously aware in this moment of discovery, fully in present time, as you return to the innocence of you. Here, there is no thought. There is nothing to do. The sound currents will continue to deliver our words to you in this deep silence. Rest. Breathe softly as you are held in the soft embrace of the sweet silence and the soothing darkness. You are in the nothingness. This is the nothingness of the cosmic womb where all is created and birth. You have returned to where the first spark of your spirit came into being. Remember, Remember when that spark of light ignited and created your soul. Remember the song of the infinite presence as it sung life into your soul. Hear it again now as you allow ever deeper memory codes to open. This great presence, with its breath, gave you its greatest gift, the gift of love. By blowing its sacred breath, the Ha, into your soul. Your soul is the purest essence of creation itself. As you begin to be aware and remember, you understand that you are in the realm of the prime creator. You now know that this nothingness is also the everything. With the sacred breath of its eternal love, Source Creator also imprinted your soul with one singular prime directive. Listen carefully as you hear your prime directive again and in this present moment, and remember. What did the Creator of all there is imprint upon your soul? Of all the many gifts that have been offered, the conscious remembering of your prime directive is the single most significant one that you will ever receive while in human form. Ask now, while in the presence of this magnificent source of all things, which created you, if there is anything more that it wishes for you to know or remember about your prime directive that you could not hear or receive before. Allow the deepest activation of your ancient memory codes that is currently available to you to ignite now. Your imprint has been your prime directive in every incarnation, every mission, every assignment that you have ever accepted in every universe, star system, every galaxy, and every time sequence since your soul was given the breath of life. We shared with you before that you rarely return to this place, to the realm of prime creator, to this point of origin. It usually only occurs at the end of a very long cycle and when in preparation for a new birthing or a major transition. Allow this gift of consciously returning twice in a short period of time to be remembered, allowing it to be a reset or rebirth to usher you into what is next for your soul's journey that is in full alignment with the desire of the Creator. Be at one-ment with this grand presence of the source of who you are, have been, and will ever be. Now, before we leave this most sanctified space, I request that each of you take a moment and from the depth of you, offer your love and your appreciation to the source of you. We must begin the journey back. Remember, this is your unique pathway, known only to the essence of who you are. As you return to the Rainbow Corridor with the enhanced frequencies you have received on this journey, pause and allow your light codes and harmonic to further amplify throughout your entire beingness. Remaining in the full embrace of your true authentic magnificence, return to your sacred space and be very present in your body, knowing you are complete within the great love of Source. And so it is, and so you are. Blessings. So we could not get the Alleluia to play, but so we want to thank everyone for joining us today.
Yes, we certainly do. We appreciate all of your involvement in these past years and in this present moment. The energies, because of each one of you, were quite wonderful. You each brought your mastery today. Thank you.